Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good evening, fellow deplorables. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland. 51 points, holy cow. Thank you for joining us after a huge Chiefs win. That's a biggie, 51 points. Broadcasting live here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for being patient. And thank you for joining us this evening. We have a great show planned for you tonight. Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel is going to give us a preview of the upcoming 2020 legislative session and an update of on her U.S. Senate campaign. That should be good. I'm looking forward to hearing from her. We'll talk with Jeff Dickens from Newsbusters about the media's reaction to the airstrikes that killed Qasem Soleimani. That's the Iranian general that all the liberals are mad that we killed. Apparently, they would have preferred we left him alive to kill more American soldiers. Yeah. And we'll talk to Majority Leader Dan Hawkins. He's going to be with us here coming up later this hour to help try and explain why Governor Kelly wants to slash CAPERS payments again. We were able to stop her from doing that last year, and here she is like an old record, back to try it again. And Brian Matlock, Republican socialist, yep, you heard that right, Republican socialist, candidate for the Roberts U.S. Senate seat, will join us to discuss his campaign and help me understand Republican socialism, because that's kind of an oxymoron, but we'll see. Maybe Brian can convince me. And, of course, we want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You know, I am fortunate to have a very informed audience for this show. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, when the phone lines light up, and they do, last week we ran out of lines. We have six of them. They were all full. It is no surprise, therefore, should be no surprise to you when I tell you that if you are a conservative, if you believe in limited government, low taxes, traditional value, and fiscal responsibility, if you think the government shouldn't insert itself into the doctor-patient relationship, if you're a registered Republican, you're about to get screwed. Let's just be honest with you. But the 2020 Kansas legislative session, which begins tomorrow, is going to be one of the most consequential sessions in decades. You know, they talk about the upcoming election is going to be one of the most important one in decades. You hear that all the time. And that's true for sure about November 2020. But this session that begins tomorrow is probably going to be one of the most important ones we've had in a long time. The problem for those of us who love liberty is there is a conspiracy at foot between progressive Democrats and their weaselly moderate allies, and I use moderate in quotations, in the Republican Party. Those two forces are conspiring and working behind the scenes like we've never seen before. In the 4 years that I was in the House, we saw it, but it is, I mean, it's just gotten worse with Laura Kelly running the second floor. And, you know, we saw the conspirators on full display last week during the governor's Medicaid expansion plan press conference, where she was joined by two members of the Senate's senior leadership team. Jim Denning and Jeff Longbine were standing up there with her. And, you know, I don't know how Susan Weigel can expect to lead when she's getting stabbed in the back by two members of the Republican leadership team. That's freaking disgusting. And standing up there with her were former majority leader, I love saying former majority leader, Don Heineman, who's a freaking traitor right there, and the chairman of the House Children's and Seniors Committee, Susan Concannon. And, you know, I love Ron Reichman, and he's a great guy, but she should no longer be chairman of anything. Now, I will give Ron Reichman credit. He, earlier this year, or I guess towards the end of last year, he did pull Don Heineman's chairmanship, but he should have pulled hers, too, because she's a freaking traitor, too. I'm sorry. It's one thing. You can disagree on issues, but when you roll your speaker, when you roll the Rules Committee, when you don't stand with your caucus, it's one thing to disagree on issues, but procedural votes, when you're standing with the Democrats and rolling the Rules Committee and breaking the House rules and doing so in collusion and you know, working with Democrats to do it, boom, you should be out of your chairmanship. Now, many of these Republicans in name only claim they are taking this step because they feel a need to reach across the aisle or they must govern. But is that really what's motivating them? Take Susan Concannon, for example. She's the chairman of the House Children's and Seniors Committee and has been pushing for Medicaid expansion for years. This is nothing new. She could be doing so because she believes that extending entitlements to able-bodied individuals is the right thing to do. That could be, you know, let's say that. Or it could have something to do with the fact that her husband is a hospital administrator and that they stand to personally benefit financially from the taxpayer money that would flow to his hospital. I wonder, gee, well, maybe that's one of the reasons. Or it could have something to do with the fact that over the last two election cycles, she has received over $12,000 in campaign contributions from PACs and lobbyists whose clients benefit from Medicaid expansion. Keep in mind, the maximum contribution to a House rep in Kansas is $500. Takes a heck of a lot of checks to raise 12 grand in 2 years. That's a hell of a lot of checks. Or let's look at Senator Carolyn McGinn. There's a rhino if there's ever been one. She's from our neck of the woods. South Central delegation. Carolyn McGinn, who will no doubt vote once again with her liberal colleagues for Medicaid expansion. Last year alone, she received over $14,000 from PACs and lobbyists whose clients will benefit from Medicaid expansion. Seeing a pattern here, folks? Are we seeing any message here? That could be coincidence. Follow the money. Follow the money. So as I said earlier, this session starts tomorrow is going to be crucial. And though money matters to many of the folks in Topeka, and to some it matters more than it should, it is an election year. And they're going to need you again come August if they have a primary, and let's hope that some of them do, or November So remind them of that. Call your state reps. Call your state senators. And make sure your voice is heard. I called my state senator, Dan Kirshen, on Friday, because Dan has voted for Medicaid expansion in the past, and I wanted to make sure he understood that I oppose it. Call them. Get their phone numbers. Call your state senators and your state reps. Send them an email. Go to Topeka if you can take a day. Or go to a town hall or a county party meeting and speak up. If they have a coffee with their constituents, attend one. If you are represented by some of these folks who haven't been consistent on core Republican values and issues, I will help you. Trust me. I will point them out to you. Last year, I took it easy on some of these folks. No longer. This show will point them out. If our state representatives and state senators do not vote with the Republican Party platform, I will call them out. I will point them out. I will name names, and you will know about it. That is my commitment to you. If they don't vote our party line, you will know about it. Now you need to do the rest. From our Sedgwick County delegation, make sure you also reach out to the respective chamber's committee chairs. If one of our delegation, like Brenda Landwehr or Gene Sullentrop, is a chairman, in particular those two, because they chair their respective chambers' health committees, contact them. Let them know how you feel on Medicaid expansion or other important, the Life Amendment, taxes. Let them know you want them to fight. Because if they don't hear from you, they may forget that you're the ones that keep them in office, not the lobbyists, not the PACs, not the people writing checks. That's what you have to do. I will help identify these folks. You have to do your jobs and reach out to them, write to them, call them, and hold them accountable. Along those lines, I'll remind you of one other thing. Should you care to contact Senator Jim Denning and let him know how you feel about his efforts to betray our party and our core principles by colluding with the governor, his contact information is readily available on the legislature's website. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a help here. I'm going to assist you in your efforts. His office number in Topeka is 785-296-2497, and his phone number at home is 913-345-9416. Feel free to reach out to Senator Denning. After the bottom of the hour break, we'll talk with Jeff Dickens from Newsbusters about the media's reaction to killing an Iranian general with American blood on his hands. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.